You know who it's referring to, right? But the text of the bracha has to be from the bracha. It's a shevach to Hashem. So the high pita, the married high pita, is just the particular aspect of it. But the ikur is the shevach. That you're being mevarich to shevach to Hashem. So you have to have Shem Hashem in the bracha. Okay, I mean that seems almost obvious, right? But go ahead.
The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol bracha she'ein ba'malchus in a bracha.
And Rabbi Yochanan says not only. He has both. Not only does it have to be the Hazkaras Hashem, but it also needs Malchus. Okay, go ahead.
How do you know it's both from there? I know
you
from
don't know. It's true. You don't know from there, but it would seem to be Malchus is less than the Hashem. Hashem is the primary.
Amar by Kavase Dirav. Mistavros.
He says, Obai says it makes sense like Rav. Why? Because it's a Braisa.
Nitanya. Lo avarti mifatecha velo shachachti.
So that's by what? That's by the Vidoy of the Maisa. Right? By the, that's Vidoy Meister, that you want to say he didn't do anything wrong with the weren't over any of these sorts. Okay. But they darshan it differently. Lo avarti mi bevorechecho velo shachachti mi beharshi shimcho olav. Yeah. Rashi. What does Rashi say?
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. The Yarti HaKodesh Mabayis, right. Difficult. Rashi is very difficult. That to say that it's referring to the bracha on being mafresh truma and maizer.
You mean specifically on that bracha?
Yeah. Because that certainly is the rabbanon.
Is Rashi saying that in terms of the limud that this is only that is he saying the entire halakha is only about that bracha, or is he saying that's just what the pasuk is referring to, and then from there we derive all brachas?
Well, the pasuk doesn't say milo varacha. It says lo shachachti, lo avarti mitzvasecha lo shachachti. Right. So the brayse is saying lo avarti. What does it mean? Lo avarti means I didn't fail to make the bracha, right? And v'lo shachachti is lahazkir shimcha olav. But what does that mean? It doesn't mean two separate things, really, right? According to the Brice, it's not two separate things. It's not two separate things because it's part of the bracha. That's what the Gemara wants to prove. That's what Bai is trying to show, that you see from here that the only requirement in the bracha is the is shame, right?
Because he didn't forget to say.
Because the brisa says the brisa darshan lo avarti mi mitzvasecha v'lo shachachti in terms of bracha, and it has two, and when it mentions bracha. It says lo shachachti milahazkir shimcha olav, right? But apparently the brisa means that's qualifying how you made the bracha. Not two things, not a bracha and lahazkir shimcha olav, because he wants to show you that lahazkir shimcha olav is a part of bracha, right? Just chat wise. But he says v'ibu malchus lo ketoni, but it doesn't say malchus. So Abaye says you see a raya. From this brisa to who? To Rav.
Why does it say it's Mistavra? Like, isn't Does misnagar mean like it sounds like it's more logical or it's conceptually more sound? I mean, I shouldn't have brought the brisa like against Rabbi Yochanan.
That's what the Rishonim discuss it. I mean, we say it's misnagar that the brisa is like him because Rabbi Yochanan also darshens the brisa. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say?
Wait, so how are you learning the pshat that?
You have to say that lo avarti misasecha, that lo avarti mi levarecha velo shachachti mi lahaska shimcha olav is really two things. It's really one thing. It's the same thing.
Right.
The bracha has the shame. It's a funny kind of a drasha to separate them. Just to treat them saying one thing is bracha, and the other is, of course, shame. But it's difficult. But that's what the Gemara must be. That's how the Gemara is interpreting it.
The shot in the pasuk, lo avarti misasecha, just means I wasn't offered to the truma.
It means what mitzvah is it talking about?
I didn't
violate the mitzvah of. It has to do all the. Goes through different things. Well, that tumma being not being tami, then not using it for different things of it. But then what does Rabbi Yochanan say?
Rabbi Yochanan tami. Lo shachachti milas yirshimecha. The umachosecha alach.
All right. Let's question what is the machlokus in what the girsa over here is. That is there Rabbi Yochanan is really saying that he had different girsa, or Tosus says the other way, that he just told it doesn't need to mention Malchus. It's not a right against him, it's assuming Malchus too. Shimcha and Malchus could always go together.
He's getting two things from Rosh Hashanah. Or he's saying that there's another that's really one.
He's from Losh Hachti, from the second part.
Isn't that the way he's arching it out?
Yeah, that means even though when it says one, it means both. That's why Bai says more style like Rav, because Yochanan has to add in things to interpret interpret the brisa.
But if you just had a different text, it wouldn't be. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
To start,
right.
What does Allah refer to?
The truma. In the bracha. In the bracha on the truma, you have yishumcha olav.
How are we reading the Ilu Malchus Kuksani?
Oh, that's the raya against Rabbi Yochanan. The Bryce doesn't mention Malchus. Just mentions Milat Kishimcha.
So that's Gemara's qualifying
that's
statement.
That's a Baye. That's why a Baye says in the Starva like Rav. Because the Bryce doesn't mention Malchus. Right? Yeah, okay. But what's the Machlokus over here? I mean, it's a question of darshening it out from the brisa, but what's the machlokas? That what? That Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav holds the bracha only needs shame, right? And Rabbi Yochanan holds needs shame and malchus. Shame and malchus. Difficult machlokas. Rav holds only needs shame, bracha to Hashem, and Rabbi Yochanan holds has to say Melech HaOlam too.
This is B'dieved, not L'chatchila, right?
This is even B'dieved, right? Because it says any bracha doesn't have it, it's not a bracha. Right? It's a shame, everybody agrees. Because that's the very definition of the bracha. That's a statement with regard to regards brachos, it has to be included in the bracha. Can't just be a reference. Can't just be a reference to it. It has to be in the bracha. But malchus is a question.
Yeah. The way you explain the malchus depend on like whether you learn like the Meiri or Tosos, because according to the Meiri, it's only like even Rabbi Yochanan would agree by other brachos that you wouldn't need it, right? He's only arguing because it's a mitzvah.
Right. Right. All right. So let's take a look at the Rishonim to help us understand this. Okay. You want to take a look at Tosos? You want to do Tosos, Jeremy? You want to? Did you prepare it?
I could do it.
You could try it. Go ahead.
Yesh. I'm gonna write it. Let's say
right.
Yesh mifarshim zimistavra brisa. Like I would say.
So So no, that's what Abaye meant. That it's mistaver that the Bryce is like him.
Right.
That the mistaver of the Bryce is like him. Okay, you guys.
Umihu Rav Alpha Psak Rav Yochanan.
Right.
The chain pasagari. The whole bracha shein ba machush
machush shemayim
in a bracha.
Okay. So that's these, even though Abaye says it's mistaver like Rav, right? Still the riff and the re passing like Rabbi Yochanan.
Lekach haya omer ri sheim haya mizalag machus shel bracha berachas hamotzi shetarech lachzor v'uvar.
Okay, so that's where the re-paskins that that if in the bracha of hamotzi, this question: why does it say the bracha of hamotzi? It really means any bracha. But if you medaleg, if you skipped over malchus, so you have to make another bracha, right? No, they're just Rabbeinu Yitzchak.
The afilu medaleg kivas haolam devad demel devad enu malchus.
So even if you just skip the word ha'olam, melech, you just said melech, that ha'olam, that still is not malchus. That still is not malchus. It's interesting.
The word was a letter from
the word. The word. So you skip the word ha'olam, but you said melech, right? You still have to repeat the bracha. So melech ha'olam, yeah, guys.
No, it's just at that point you see that melech is not just a word; it's the concept.
Right.
When we say malchus.
Melech, right? Malchus is melech ha'olam. That's really malchus. Yeah.
That is
it's a qualitatively different kind of a malchus. Right. Malchus ha'olam is a different type, not just the melech of malachim. It's a malchei amalach. Okay, go ahead.
Uvercha shashmonesei in behen malchus dina bein vayin be sicha.
Okay, so one second. So now the question is, let's get down to practicality. So if you look around at a lot of brachos, you don't find malchus necessarily. So for instance, Shmon Esrei. So you have 18 brachas, but it doesn't say malchus for every bracha. Atachonein, you have all these brachas in the middle. So he says those brachas are not a problem because they don't even start with a bracha. That bracha smucha doesn't need its own psicha. Okay, so it doesn't have a psicha, so there's no question about that. And in the chasima, it's not shayach malchus. Malchus is only shayach in the beginning. Malchus is only shayach in the beginning of a bracha. So all the middle brachas have no problem. Okay? Go ahead. Aval.
Aval, Elokei Abraham, have kimo malchus.
Okay, he's not really, it's funny to us, he doesn't really put the question, he just gives you the answer. He's saying, no, it's a question like this. In Shmona Esrei, where do you have malchus in the beginning? You just have Brachat Hashem, Okay, Abraham, okay, there you go. Where is malchus? You'll have a whole bracha there with no malchus. Right? Yeah. Right? So you say any bracha that doesn't have malchus, not a bracha, you have the whole bracha of Shmon Esrei, first bracha of Shmon Esrei, is no malchus. Correct? So what's the answer?
You mentioned melech at the end.
That's a good point. It does mention melech ozer Mashiach Magin. So what do you see from that? Tos is not satisfied with that. So what do you see from that?
Melech
Olam
is literally.
No, but good question. Huh? It's a good point. It doesn't say Melech Olam.
Would that lack of being
right? It would seem that also has to be in the beginning.
Where do you get that from? Doesn't the
Rush
say
that's part of the? Yeah, well, the Rush says. The Rush says Melech Olam is good.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Where do I get it? I just made it up. It makes sense. But it's a good point. That doesn't say Melech HaOlam over there. It's a good point.
What
Because that is once you missed it, apparently there's a place for it. Once you missed it, you can't make it up. I mean, there's a place for the shame and the malchus. The stava, they go together.
It's part of your reference to God, not part of the content of your shevach that you're saying to him, right? I mean, you are saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you're listing various things that are being shevach for. Right? It seems to be this melech is part of your reference, not part of your.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
But even when you say melech is going to show again, the olam is implied there. So maybe you don't have to have it right out, but just, as long
that
as
was his whole point. He can't be implied. Really
no, it was only by the. I thought it was only by the Hatzke Hashem.
What?
I thought it was only by Hatzke
Hashem. He says the melech levad is not good. That's a good point. Maybe he's over there. He's trying to explain why melech levad is not going to be good. All right, good, good. So anyway, so what is his answer? So where is the malchus in the first bracha? Elokei Avram, he says, is like malchus. It's difficult. Elokei Avram is like malchus. So now it becomes difficult to understand. You don't need malchus necessarily. You need something like malchus.
So a hint of it is better than just saying melech.
Yeah,
well, apparently it's a hint at the right thing.
Right.
Melech is the wrong, is a limited thing. But anyway, how is it possible that Elokei Avram implies Malchus? In what way does Elokei Avram convey Malchus?
The Avram Avinu Hamlid Magadish Baruch Hu Al Kol Ha'olam Shodiyah Malchus Avram.
So he says that what? That since you say Elokei Avraham, and Avraham was the one who brought the Malchus, that made everyone aware of the Malchus of Hashem, that's Malchus. It's like,
I don't understand in what way.
Is he saying it's also Melech Ba'olam because he was made known to be Olam?
Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam. That's right. Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam. Shehudiya Malchuso. Made his Malchus known. What's that?
I don't think when he says Olam there, it's just that Avram is known for bringing Malchus
to the world.
Right, but not that. In other words, let's say he'd only got to a fraction of the world. But that's not the thing. The point is what he brought to the world. The idea is Malchus Olam.
Well,
it
sounds like
it's
not going to be
Olam.
Yes.
All
Olam. But anyway, so how does it satisfy the need to say, to mention Malchus? How does it satisfy the need to mention Malchus? Right?
If he's saying that the idea of, you know, having Melech Ha'olam is satisfied by the fact that that he was, you know, Himlech Al Kol Ha'olam, it sounds like, I mean, it's just like he's like using Olam in two different ways. Like first he was saying it has to be that he's Melech Ha'olam, and here it's just that he made known his Malchus Al Kol Olam. That's not the same way of using like Melech Ha'olam.
Right,
it's the way he's using Olam.
Right. So what must you say that the requirement of Malchus is? Or what is it not? What is it not?
Not a mention of Malchus.
Okay. Not a mention of Malchus. Not a mention of Malchus. So what would that be? Yeah. What would that be? A mention of Malchus?
Melech.
It seems to be a reference to Melech. Melech would be inappropriate, right? Melech Ha'olam means he needs to be qualified towards us, it seems. So, in a basic sense, Avraham somehow represents that relationship between his Malchus and world.
Let me say, what is it not? What is it not?
It's not that you have to acknowledge that he's.
It's not a shevach. Correct? It's not an element of the shevach. It's not that you have to be mazki the shame and then give the shevach of melech. Because there's no way there's no way that saying Elokei Avraham is a shevach of Melech. I mean, it would be like saying, you want to give a shevach, say whatever he said. That's my shevach to you. You can't have a shevach by a reference to somebody else's activity. If you have a chiyuv to be mishabeach, you have to enunciate the shevach. If part of the bracha, part of the chiyuv bracha, is to acknowledge and give a shevach on the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say you're doing that because Avraham did it, and I said Avraham. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It's just not possible. Right?
It's like a setup of who you're being Meshaveach to.
Okay.
That's why also see in the Sichel, like Pat was saying.
Okay, so it has to be... So it's not... Tosis is not learning Malchus. You have to be Mazkir Malchus as a Shevach. Right? But what? Yeah, what are you saying?
I was saying it's part of the way that you're identifying God. I mean, you in the bracha you're identifying who you're being mishabeah, and then there's the shevach itself. So
right.
It's not part of the shevach, but it's
not
part of
the shevach. Right, but it's part of qualifying how we relate to the borei. So that you can do by reference to Avraham. You can say by acknowledging Elokei Avraham, that means that Avraham, we are relate to Hashem through the system of Avraham Avinu. You're making reference to the way that we know God. Right? It's not a shevach of just Hashem, the Borei. That doesn't imply any connection between that just the Borei doesn't have any idea of hashkacha and relationship to and our relating to God in any way. Right? You need a certain idea of malchus. That's a different kind of an idea. That's a different kind of an idea.
Saying why it's not Borei Olam and it's malchus Olam.
I'm saying what Malchus is. I'm saying there's a difference between just saying Hashem and Hashem with Malchus. So he's saying as long as you make reference to Elokei Avraham, that's enough, because Avraham was the one who was Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all relating, it's like expressing your belief system. It's you have to make reference to Hashem and also to the proper system of belief in Hashem, not just like a philosopher's idea of Hashem that would not contain any idea of Hashgacha or Malchus. But that's enough. Knows if it's a shevach, then you'd have to enunciate it. But the Tosfos learning Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is, do you have to qualify the way we relate to Hashem as well? Do you have to mention, is it just a din to be Mazkir Shmei, or do you also have to qualify, you have to mention it with mentioning the way that we relate to Hashem too? You understand? That's why he says, that's why Rabbi Yochanan does not bother that it doesn't say Malchus in the Braisa. If it was a Shevach, it's very hard to say that the Braisa is telling you the things you have to say, and it leaves one out. You understand? But if it's really just a qualification of shame, then he says, of course it was obvious. It was obvious in the Braisa that you have to mention the shame in the proper way. He doesn't have to continue and say it. You can't have a bride to say, these are the things you have to say, and then say, yeah, but just left one out. You know what I'm saying? If it were a chiyuv in enunciating the shame, if it was a chiyuv in enunciating melech, it'd be difficult for Rabbi Yochanan to say, it just left it out. It's telling you what you have to enunciate, literally, and it didn't mention it. But if you say that that malchus is not a chiyuv of enunciating a shevach, but it's saying that you have to be maskei the shame in a qualified in the shame as we relate to it, and that's with the idea of malchus. So then that's really contained in malchus itself, because of course that's what malchus means. That's what the shame itself means. Not just the shame, not just literally the shame, but it was obvious that it has to be the shame in the way we relate to it, because we're being mevarich. But and therefore Elokei Avraham would qualify as well. Elokei Avraham would qualify as well.
Isn't Rabbi Yochanan saying that the Braisa did say that? It did say it's Rabbi Yochanan's honey.
That's what I'm saying. It's a question of what exactly. not according to Tosfos, because the end of Tosfos, he says, Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha de lo tani malchuscha.
Oh, okay.
The otu kiruchla kol hai limni velizil. Is the Tana a gossip? It has to say so much. Means say it's really contained. If you have the proper idea of Shimcha, it's contained already. So it doesn't have to express every aspect of what it means by Shimcha. Now, Malchus is just qualifying that it can't just be the Shem Hashem, just the idea of Hashem as the Borei. It's the idea of the Shem Hashem as Melech. But it's just telling you how you relate to the shame.
Wondering, I mean, because it seems like you're wondering what you're saying, that like Rabbi Yochanan's coming in, it's like he has it as like a principle already.
Yeah, he holds no reason to say it. You're right. It's a funny kind of an argument. He's saying that it's obvious. The Bryce doesn't have to mention it because it's so obvious.
I'm saying he's like so sure about it. I'm just wondering if there's any further insight into the machlok. Like, what is?
Well, that's
like
what Bryce says, Mustafa, like Rav.
Right. I'm saying Rav just doesn't.
I don't know.
Why don't you have this requirement in the bracha katsara?
You do. It's just by chasim, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Because it's in there already from the pesukim. Okay, go ahead. Let's go a little further.
In sheva the maslei v'shabes hoyo v'yishba akela kadosh shein kamohu.
It's interesting. So what is the main sheva? That means he means what? He means what the chazan says, right? Friday night. It's funny though. It means you already had to look at him,
right?
It's almost like he's unsure of his giving another answer over here. It's a different answer. That what it says, Hakel Hakadosh in Kamo. That's like Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad.
What does he mean by that, the Shema Yisrael? Because that bracha already has Malchus in it.
He means on Rosh Hashanah. That when you say the Pesukim of Malchios, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad is one of the Pesukim of Malchios. It's one of the Pesukim of Malchios. So to say, Akel HaKadosh Shein Kamohu also expresses the idea of
but does the radiant Shema also require an explanation of where the Malchus is? Because we say
it's Kabbalas all Malchus Shemaim. It's Kabbalas all Malchus Shemaim. Yeah.
It seems like the same idea is here, because Ein Kamohu is similar to Echad. I mean,
right.
I don't know what the idea is, but it's going to be the same thing either way.
Right. But this seems to be like the And then he says, "Lefi ma depreshes the kol hecha the chesiv el kavram havi kama malchus nicha." So he's saying it's a different answer. He's saying, according to his pshat, you don't need this answer, right? According to his pshat from el kavram, you don't need this answer. This toast is somewhat. What's that? It's like put together. Right.
Why would that be that once there's El Kavram, you don't need to explain why the main Sheva?
Because it also is El Kavram. Yeah, but what he's working on two tracks, but he never fully explains. Mm-hmm. So the ones who say that you need, say, Akel or Kadosh Ein Kamoh, what do they say about Shmonas, right? That's the one thing he leaves out, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he leaves out, but that's what the Rush explains there, right? Now, is this Tosfos saying there are two answers, basically, to, there are two answers by the main Sheva. Right? Where is Malchus in the main Sheva? One is his answer that he gives by the Shemone Esrei, which is Elokei Avram. The other answer is what? The other answer is Hakel Kakodosh Shein Gamohu. The only thing is, the only thing that Tosis leaves out is if you use the answer of Hakel Kakodosh Shein Gamohu, what do you say by Shemone Esrei? Right? Yeah, but I think the Rosh explains that, right? The Rosh gives a different answer. The Rosh doesn't give a Tosis answer. Right? First of all, the Rosh is funny. He says the Re was Mesupik. Tosis says the Re Paskin, the Rosh Paskin, you don't go back if you miss the Malchus. Because of Suffix. But, so he's like, Zintam of Bracha, Me'ein Sheva, Shomer Shatz, Berv Shabbos, right? Ein Ba Malchus, Yishom, the Kelakosh, Ein Kamo, Choshev Malchus. Like we say, Shema Yisrael is Malchus. Bracha Rishona Shoshmona Esrei, Kevin Dispo Hakel Hagodol, Hu Choshev Kamo Malchus. V'yeshom of Shom Elokei Avram, right? So Tosis, so there really are two different answers. Tosis is funny. He only gives the second answer by the main Sheva. Somebody mentioned that answer by Shemone Esrei too. But it's the same answer for main Sheva and for Shemone Esrei. That either you're going to hold Elokei Avraham is Malchus, right? And if you don't hold Elokei Avraham is Malchus, then you hold Hakel HaGadol is Malchus. And in the main Sheva, you say Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamo. But what is the question about whether Elokei Avram is going to qualify, or whether Hakel HaGadol or Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamo?
Can you just really quickly explain Hakel HaGadol, how that is an expression of Malchus?
He doesn't explain it.
What's the meaning of that?
Hakel HaGadol,
right.
The great power. I mean, Hakel HaGadol.
Could it be a question of whether it's actually part of the Shevach or just the...
Yeah, go ahead.
You know,
how would you work that out?
Is that the fact that you see you get to say Elokei Avram,
right.
So it means it's not really part of the content of the Shevach. It's just like directing the Shevach towards him. But if you say that it actually has to be like Hakel HaGadol or... that really is like part of the Shevach itself, that he is Melech.
It seems that the second answer holds. It has to be like a Kabbalah of the Malchus. Right?
But isn't the recognition a Kabbalah?
Yeah, the recognition would be good. But what recognition?
When you say Melech Olam, that's a recognition.
Oh, Melech Olam, exactly. That's right.
Right. That's.
We're wondering when it doesn't say Melech Olam.
Just because you say Elokei Avram doesn't mean you're being Mekabel.
That's not an expression of.
Reference.
That's what he says, like we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei, Hashem Elokei. That's good in Malchus, in Rosh Hashanah. Why? And Hakel HaGadol, what it has to do, Hakel HaGadol and Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamohu. Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamohu. Why are those like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei, Hashem Elokei? It's Choshev Malchus. How is that Choshev Malchus?
How's Shema Yisrael Malchus?
Yeah, how's Shema Yisrael Malchus?
Yeah, I mean, I remember Shir from your father explaining it. Like you're saying that when we say that the God is Melech, then it's a metaphor for the fact that God is completely unique
from in superior in existence to his his uniqueness. It's a metaphor for uniqueness. And so obviously, you know, Yichud Hashem, that idea is the ultimate expression of that. Right. Meaning it's not like he was saying it's not like the idea of Malchus of in relation to his subjects, like he rules over them. Yeah. Like that's gonna stem from that uniqueness when we say that God is, you know, like when we say God is the source of all existence and he's independent existence. But that's not the essence of that's not what Malchus refers to directly. So when we say Hashma Yisrael and you're referring to Yichud Hashem, when we say Kadoshein Kamohu, you're saying God is completely differentiated from everything else. That's the idea of Malchus.
That's Machlokes in Rosh Hashanah. If Shema Yisrael Hashem Kerem Hashem Mechad,
it's
Machlokes over there. We hold good. Uchoshev Kamo Malchus. Yeah.
What's Machlokes? Machlokes I'm around, whether you'll be just there with...
Whether you can use that one of the psukim as one of the psukim. I think it's tonight. Machlokes whether you can use that one of the psukim for Malchus. Because it doesn't mention Malchus. It doesn't say Malchus. Right.
We don't.
And we're going to just have shame. Just shame. What's that?
We don't pass them as a real thing. We don't, not all of our brachos are Malchus.
Yeah, we hold like a real thing.
We do, because not that we're looking at Abba Shalom and Abba Rabba don't have Malchus.
In the psicha?
Anyway,
there's no psicha.
We have to go back to the psicha.
You're saying that they have psicha from Yotzer Or?
What?
They're psicha from Yotzer Or?
Right.
Oh.
Were you just saying why isn't just being Maskir Hashem itself?
Right, so you're saying they ask for the shame, and then you have to say that what? That there's a certain uniqueness.
If you were to say that Malchus was an idea of uniqueness, wouldn't that be difficult to understand Elokei Avraham?
Then Elokei Avraham wouldn't work.
That
would not work.
Because that doesn't demonstrate any uniqueness.
It's not saying anything, right? It's not saying anything. In other words, the question is, I guess he's saying that if you can say this qualifies, Akela Gadol, these things qualify as Malchus, right? So what does it mean they have to say Malchus? So what does it mean you have to say Malchus? I mean, can you explain that? Doesn't mean enunciate the word Melech, that's for sure. Doesn't mean that adjective, Melech.
It seems like,
so what does it mean?
It seems like it's putting the shame in a certain context. Meaning like, if you were to just say the shame, it doesn't necessarily represent something, but the Malchus together with the shame, then that's already putting you in a framework of understanding what you're saying the shame for.
Yeah, that's a question, sir.
So what does it mean? What is the requirement of Malchus now?
According to the ones who hold, like, the Caligado, that one.
Right.
I think people had a long line of what I was trying to say, that maybe, it has to be that there's, like, a certain... like Kabbalah of like your Makabah, like a certain idea of God's existence, like that itself is Malchus. Not that you're being Makabah Malchus, but that itself, that you're being Makabah, like a certain idea of God being, you know, Hakel HaGadol, that's like being him with him on you, like through being Makabah, that idea, that's like making him Melech.
In other words, you have to say the shame, and then you have to
relate that shame to you.
You have to say not Malchus as an active, and not Malchus as an activity, but you have to, part of the bracha is the shame, and then to be mazkir the reality that causes the Malchus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, it's not just to say Baruch Rachmono. That's a shame. That's a reference, Rachmanim, right? But then you say Hakel HaGadol or Hakel HaKadoshin Kamohu, that's not itself Malchus. right? That's not itself malchus. It's not talking about the quality of malchus, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But, and Hashem Echad is not malchus either. I mean, Echad is different. It's a different idea than malchus, right? But what is it? That is the philosophical concept which demands the malchus, which the malchus is a reaction, it stems from. You understand? It's not that you have to mention the malchus, but you have to mention our understanding. That's why you say Shema is a Kabbalah of the malchus. It's not necessarily the malchus, but since you are aware of the truth of this statement, then Kabbalah sa malchus is imperative. So this is what makes it necessary.
Well, what's wrong with Okay Avraham?
That doesn't say anything about it. It's not enunciating the quality. Here, you have to enunciate.
Okay, so.
But it's enunciating certain ideas. You have to enunciate the ideas of that we understand about Hashem that cause us to submit to the Malchus. You understand?
When you make the move to say that you have to enunciate, are we now saying that it is a Shevach, or we're still keeping that it's...
Yeah. It's still a part of the shame. Now, it's not just reference to, not just a reference, but it's also a limud. Yeah.
What do you mean that we have to make reference to certain ideas such that Elokei Avraham wouldn't be good?
Well, I'm saying you have to enunciate the idea. You have to say the shame, and then the ideas of Hashem. What does it mean, the shame and Malchus? It means you have to first make a reference, and then you have to not say Malchus, but you have to say the shame, say something about Hashem that Malchus comes from.
So would Elokeinu be like a legitimate way of saying Malchus?
No, that's just saying, it's not saying that we accept Hashem. That's not what Malchus means. Malchus means you have to say the premise. You have to say what the Malchus is premised on. It's part of the Shevach of Hashem. You have to say the shame, and then you have to, part of the Shevach is that he is Roy for Malchus. And you have to say something about it. You have to say what it is that you have to say something about the
Sure, I understand what you mean by.
Or of course you can say the fact itself. Fact itself. Melech Olam. Yeah.
Sure, but
Elokei Avraham is not. What?
I don't understand what you mean that like certain ideas demand malchus. Like.
When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? So once you say that, and that is something that is true to you, so then you must, that is what demands, that's what demands the Kabbalah of the Malchus. You can't understand that and say, but I'm not Makabal the thing.
Doesn't Hashem itself demand Malchus?
Well, Hashem, I don't, well no, it's just saying, that's just the shame. I mean, if we really understand the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and we really understand what the deepest ideas are in the... We don't use that word. We don't say that real shame.
No, we didn't say that. Gadol, we only used as much of it.
Right.
Isn't the word we use Adon HaKol, like would Adon HaKol work for this? That would also, I mean, Adon HaKol would also result in...
When
do
you say Adon
HaKol? We don't pronounce it as Kevavka, we pronounce it as Ad, right?
Right.
So the idea behind that, I've always heard, is Adon HaKol. Wouldn't that also result in Malchus, like Shem Echad or whatever it is?
Well, I mean, maybe that's the question between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. That is it enough? Can one thing function both ways? Or in Shevach, do you have to enunciate each thing on its own? You have to say the shame, and then say the idea of how we relate to the shame. You can't have it all into one idea, into one thing. Yeah.
I thought that when I asked my question whether or not Elokeinu would work, you would say that Adni wouldn't work because that's merely saying that we would accept him as Malach, whereas we have to say either an idea of Malchus or an idea of God that would force us to result in Malchus, like Echad or
right.
Malchus.
Right.
So then Adni on its own wouldn't work according to this Svar. Because it would only be master.
That's true. I mean, that'd be like just saying Melech. I mean, it'd be like just like saying just Melech.
According to what you just said, that the Machlokes might be whether or not you could have it all in one, like without Michael's point, okay, that might be true, but according to that, right, that you, either you can't have it all in one or you have to have a thing, what would that Machlokes, what would it be arguing about?
I have to be arguing about something other than they're arguing about?
Isn't that just the facts
what they're arguing about?
No, that's the argument. The facts are whether you're Yotzei or not. But I don't know. It's difficult to define their machlokas. But I'm trying to say the machlokas over here. So what are we saying over here? That if you're going to say this way, that okay, Avram is not good, so then it would seem you have to actually, you must make a statement of malchus, but not a statement of the activity of malchus, a statement about the necessity of the malchus. You understand what I'm trying to say? So if you say Adonai Kol, well, not say Hakela Gadol, or Hakela Kodesh in Kamohu, that's like Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Those are statements that demand the Malchus.
It seems like you're premising that Malchus, I'm not disagreeing with that, just making sure I understand how you premise this, that Malchus always really means that, like, that Adam accepts, like, he's makabel a certain reality. And that's why,
right.
Is that why you're saying that you're referencing the ideas that demand malchus, meaning that because of our recognition of these ideas,
right.
That's why we're, like, makabel.
That's right. No, it was not malchus as the activity.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you call it an activity?
I mean to say as an adjective, like...
Like a quality. That he's not.
Right.
Like doing my favorite.
It's
being
king.
Being, right. It's, it's a certain relationship with Malchus. Yeah, 1 second.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what we're saying at the moment.
Yeah, it's definitely not that way at all.
So after we say this idea that it's really a recognition of a concept, Melech HaOlam, why should it then be able to just go back to some idea that can then get to Melech HaOlam? I mean, like, why not say, okay, fine, but you still have to say what the end result is. Like, it's true that there are a lot of things that lead up to this, but the idea we're attempting to reference isn't God's oneness, it's Melech HaOlam.
Well, the thing is that if you're going to... The problem... I mean, that's the problem. The problem is if you're going to say that, then how are you going to understand how you say the first bracha in Shema Esrei? So saying it can't be, that's this approach, saying it can't be that when he says you have to say Malchus, it means actually the words Melech. So then what does it mean, Malchus? So according to this answer, he's saying it means you have to make a statement about the reality that is congruous with the Malchus. That causes us to recognize to accept the Malchus. Right? What did I say? I said better a minute ago. But what was the first answer? Okay, Avram is saying you don't really have to talk about the Malchus at all. Right? It's just the shame in Malchus is a different idea. It means that what? It means that when you're mazkir the shame, you have to make reference to the shame with the true idea, right?
What do you mean?
With the idea of Malchus. That it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's hard to define. We define that first side a little better. Elokei Avram.
it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's neither of the other possibilities that you mentioned. It's not, you're not mentioning the quality of melech, really. you're not going to the ideas that demand malchus, but you're just qualifying that our relationship with Admi that we just mentioned is the way that Avraham
correct. It is a relationship, right? You're mentioning that we relate. Correct. You're mentioning that we relate to Hashem through the system of Avram, which is a certain recognition of Hashem. It's not just, you know, it's qualifying the way we the way we relate to Hashem.
He's not just
the Borei, but Melech. So that's like a system of philosophy. He's saying what type of relationship, which philosophy do we what ideas do we accept? We accept ideas of Hashem as Malchus. That is exemplified by Avram Avinu, by Avram's relationship with Hashem.
I don't understand what that is. If you go
no, it's more like a statement of fact of how we relate to. You have to, when you're giving the Shevach, you have to be Mishabeach. You have to express the way that we relate to the shame that we're giving the Shevach through. Relate to the shame through a certain concept.
Isn't the very fact, though, that you're being Mishabeach?
Yeah,
on the fact that
absolutely, absolutely. But it's a question of what must be enunciated in the bracha. That's why Rav Shmuel is not arguing about these ideas.
Right.
Rav doesn't hold you don't need to have an idea of Malchus. But the question is in the text of the bracha, how much can be implicit and how much must be explicit. And that's hard for me to define exactly. For instance, if you just say Baruch Mari Daipita, of course you mean God. But everybody holds you have to say it, because that's lacking in the text of a bracha. There's a certain idea of a text, and you can't just have you can have things between the lines, but you have to have that line. But let me say, you know, there's a certain thing that you say, the ikar chaser min ha-sefer. It's like the Gemara says, ikar chaser min ha-sefer. You can't say the ikar of the whole bracha is a shevach to Hashem, and I'm not going to mention Hashem. That but the question is, these that are qualifications, do they, in the context of bracha, become an ikar? Or can you say, since it's just the qualification of the shame, and you have the shame, you don't need to mention this too? But precisely, it's often defined, yeah.
Currently, you just explained Avraham Avinu.
Yeah.
The way you're relating to God through that same system.
Right.
I don't see why it's unique to Avraham Avinu. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu used to talk about
Because Moshe, everyone goes back to Avraham.
He's
the first one that related to
Avraham. That's not the significant point Tosfos made about Avraham. He said the significant point is that he was
Because
Mepharsim.
He was Himlech. How was he Himlech? Because he started the whole system of Malchus that we have.
So what do you mean when you say the way it related to? Because I mean, Yitzchak also related to God through
because of Avraham.
But the point is, it's not his own. It's not a philosophy of Yitzchak. It's all based on the philosophy of Avraham. If you want to exemplify.
You're just calling it that because he was the first.
That's
the best
way to it is because he was the first. I'm not just calling it that because he was the first. It is it because he's the first.
This is not the emphasis on what. All right. Seems like he's saying that. What he did, not that he was the first.
Yeah, but how did he do it? He started the system that then Yitzchak took up and Yaakov took up and Moshe came about from. I mean, that's how he was. I mean, he started this whole system of recognition of God. It all goes back to him. Yeah.
Could you go back to the other side, the other answer about the one who says you could say Kela, Kadosh, Shein, Kamahu, that you either have to mention the idea which necessitates the Malchus, or you have to just say the Malchus itself? What's the unity between those ideas? Like what?
Right, it means Melech. Melech Olam.
Because it seems like two different things, like the fact.
Melech Olam is definitely good.
Right.
Right. But that's just.
That's just saying the fact of Malchus, right?
Right. It's interesting. That would seem why everyone seems to say Melech HaOlam. But I guess he's saying either it has to be. You have to refer to the, either the either the, I mean, it's a funny thing, it's either the end point or the
right.
beginning point.
Yeah.
It's either the end point or the beginning point. Good question. Exactly how you, he's like, Malchus doesn't mean, I mean, it's true, it's like certain things you have, it's just the same thing, it's just a question of, is it the cause or the effect? You know what I mean?
Like what?
Kela Gadol HaGibor, HaKadosh Inka Mahu is gonna result in Malchus. In other words, it's just two different aspects of it. You wouldn't have the Melech HaOlam without having a Kela HaKadosh Inka Mahu.
Right.
And a Kela Kodesh and Kamo is going to result in Malchus.
Yeah, that's the nature of Malchus. So you can't
that's the
separate
nature.
Them.
Right.
Right.
It's the
same
great
recognition.
Like a person too. Like
right.
other people too. The great one is the king.
Mm-hmm.
The king is a certain expression of it. The kingship is a certain expression of it. But an expression of the godless.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying it's that idea you have to reference. Not just the reference of the shame,
okay.
but a certain idea. But it doesn't have to be either aspect, either the cause or the effect.
It'd be redundant to mention. I mean, not it'd be redundant, but like there's no need to mention both because
there's
it's
no
the
need
same.
To mention both, right?
Yeah.
It's like Ava and Yira, you know, like the Rambam describes Ava and Yira. Like they're simultaneously like the two aspects of the same recognition of the greatness. You have an Ava and a Yira. Yeah.
For Elokei Avraham, couldn't you say Elokeinu would be good?
No, that's not saying, that's not referring to how we relate to Hashem. Just saying he's our God.
So how does it relate to him. That's how we relate to him.
That's how he
but
relates to us.
But that doesn't express the right idea necessarily. And okay, Avram expresses the right idea. So it's probably have to enunciate the thing. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't explain Melech
HaOlam.
You have to enunciate the right relationship.
It just seems a little strange for
don't
Elokei
say
Abraham.
Take my word for it. Of course, we know you have the right idea, but then you don't take a bracha. We know that you are thankful for the fruit too, but you have to make the bracha, right? That's the problem here. Don't get stuck on the idea that if it's not in the bracha, it doesn't mean that that's not an important idea, or that if it's there's two things. There's the true ideas, and then what does the text? How much does the text have to say?
Like
they're not arguing about the idea. It's like a halachic requirement of
right.
Sorry, of the entity of the bracha. So if you're going to say part of the entity of bracha is that you have to refer to the true relationship that we have, then just saying Elokeinu is not it. So you say, yeah, but of course we know what we mean by Elokeinu. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how much of it has to be enunciated. Right?
Uh-huh.
You can't say I fulfill my requirement of enunciating it by making a short-handed reference to it. That's not... Your chiyuv is enunciation, not a short-handed reference.
yeah.
Sort of like basically, you're saying that his lack of plurality like is what makes him the Melech over us? Like,
right. Because you go back, that means that he's the first primary cause of everything. But the Meiri has a whole different idea. It's interesting in the Meiri. He wants to say that different types of brachos. Right? He wants to say that only some brachas require malchus. It's a novel idea. He's saying only brachas of mitzvah and hanah, right? Where those have to have malchus, but tefillah, he says, doesn't need malchus at all.
He gives a reason, though.
Part
huh?
of the content of the bracha.
No,
because
of
mitzvah.
Because of mitzvah.
Okay. But he gives a reason, right?
Yeah.
Because he says it's klomar shugozer v'osei kiritono.
Right. So no, he seems to say it is a shevach, right? He seems to be learning it's melech as a shevach, but in certain brachos, this aspect of shevach is necessary. Like if the bracha is on the bria, right? You're making a bracha on the fruit or on the mitzvah. Which is also created, he's saying, right? He's Gomer, so then he's saying that Malchus, that is what Malchus is. that the person has the power, the one who has the power to be gozer of osir kirtano. So if you're making a bracha, a shevach, on the bria, then that's part of the very shevach. That's the idea of the idea of giving shevach on the bria is the idea, is part of that idea, is that he's a gozer of osir kirtano. Of course, it's here. It's not just here by accident. It's here because he's a gozer of yosa. You know what I'm saying? This fruit is an expression of the of that idea of malchus. So that's part of the shevach that you chayev in. The existence of the fruit and the mitzvah, essentially how he combines the mitzvahs as part of the bria too.
Do you think it's gozer of osir kitzono on both, or gozer's mitzvah and osir kitzono is the bria?
No.
Both
it would seem. So that brings to mind this idea of this shevach is brought to mind by these by those types of entities, and they're chayev in a bracha of malchus. But if I have a tefillah, that's a separate chiyuv. That's not a shevach of a gozer of the osir kirtano. It seems funny though, because isn't that what you want? You want your tefillah to be answered. You want to.
Right.
It is. That's the thing that I find difficult with the.
Yeah.
But he's saying in terms of the shevach, there's a certain shevach, and then you ask your tarchav. But it's not a response. You're not responding to the idea of a gozer of the osir kirtano that would necessitate melech and the bracha. You're approaching the Borei, give objective shvachos, and then you have a right to be Shoal Tarkov. But when you come to the brachos or the Birkas Hananin, it's a thing that was created, so now you have to refer to that whole idea of Malchus in order to properly give the shevach on the thing. Now, his idea is that Melech is really a shevach, but it's not a necessary shevach in every single bracha. Right? There's two logical approaches. You're either going to say it's a shevach, then you have to say melech, but then you have to say these brachas don't require that shevach. That's the Meiri's way.
Hmm.
Or you'll say, no, melech doesn't mean melech as a shevach, it's melech as a certain reality about God, or the way we relate to the ideas of Hashem. Our system of ideas that we have. Alright, next we'll go to the Mishnah. Do the Mishnah, and we'll do it. Let's focus on.